Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome everyone here to Salina, Tennessee, to the historic Clay County Courthouse. Once again, coming to you live and in living color on your radio on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. We're here every Thursday morning about 9 o'clock here in the corner room of the historic Clay County Courthouse. We've got a good show lined up for you again this morning. Hopefully we'll have a couple of guests show up here in a few minutes. But I've got a couple of topics I want to talk about in a few minutes. And, of course, we want to remind everyone the Birthday and Anniversary Club, sponsored by the Salina Dairy Queen here in Salina. And to call in, we have an answering machine here. And I'd like to apologize. I played the machine back this morning, and it sounded like a couple of times we had some feedback on there. And if you didn't make it in, we apologize for that, but we've checked everything, and everything seems to be in working order again. And the number here is 243-5574. So you need to call in and give your name, who you're calling for, and you know, any of your friends, neighbors, loved ones, anyone around you know of.
I'd like one, but I don't qualify.
Call in and give them a chance to win a Dairy Queen cake. I saw this morning's winner at the Dairy Queen, Mr. Jerry Fox, and he's tickled to die. I think they're finally going to get to celebrate their birthdays maybe this weekend. It's summertime and ball games going on, and it's hard to get families together to even celebrate birthdays. But I think this weekend they're going to go out and get the Dairy Queen cake, and, of course, maybe they'll invite me by and I'll get a bite of it, too. But
right now,
let's do a couple of commercials here, and we'll be back just in a minute, and we will proceed from there.
The Upper Cumberland General Store is what a country store used to be like and what a country store should be. Local handcrafted items, antiques, Disney items, American moonshine items, household goods, live survival foods, snacks, discount groceries, and a whole lot more. Shop Upper Cumberland General Store and save up to 90% off regular retail prices. You need to see it to believe it. Visit Upper Cumberland General Store, open 9 till 5, Tuesday through Saturday at 101 Doctors Drive in Salina, Tennessee. Or you can call them at 931-243-3350. That's 931-243-3350 for Upper Cumberland General Store. Here to serve you right behind the DQ.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closure. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm sitting here now, and we're still waiting on guests, but John Keaton, he's come in and sat down with me a few minutes. There's no telling what we may get into here in a few minutes talking about. But before we go get into that part of the show, I have a couple of, I guess there's kind of newsworthy follow-ups on some things we've talked about here on the radio show in the morning before. I know when we had the representative here that works with the Veterans Administration, and I think maybe Richard and Harrod also talked about about the selection of a Middle Tennessee Veterans Cemetery. And I know I think the last time we had Richard and Harrod here, I think, and maybe our vet representative also said that, you know, that the site had been chosen in Overton County. There were a couple of other sites that were being considered. I think maybe Cumberland County and maybe Pickett or Fentress County. But I think one of the requirements for a veteran cemetery is that they can be no farther than 75 miles away from the farthest resident in each of the counties that would be served. And that ruled out two of the counties and left Overton. And I think Overton was tentatively selected, and there was, a committee put together to find a site, and they found a site. And I think the purchasing of the land, I think that is the counties and the local governments are responsible for that. But since it would be a federal project, federal funds are involved, and, of course, the Bureau of Veterans Affairs is also involved. And I think they ran into a little bit of a problem with the site selected in Overton County. It has the, I think maybe something new that came up, or that maybe they didn't know about it or not, but that is the use of crypts. I don't know whether they had done that before or not, but that to be part of the new Middle Tennessee Veterans Cemetery. And when they use crypts in the cemeteries, the slope of the landscape can be no more than 3%. And I think when they walked around, you know, just walking around on them, they could quite readily see that the slope was too great for that. So I think they're going to have to maybe start again from point zero again.
Wow.
And you know, I saw a number that flew out at me when I was looking through the article, about the guidelines and things. But one thing that kind of struck out at me, I said, the concern about crypts. Well, I think, of course, not only security, the good looks of them, but the damage to graves. I saw a number that jumped out. It said that the state of Tennessee spends $250,000, $250,000 a year to repair collapsed graves in the cemeteries.
That's a
tremendous amount of money, and I guess supposedly the use of crypts would help solve this problem, but it created a problem with the site. So I think they.
I don't understand why they would need 3%. I mean, if you put the crypt in, you could level the grave at the bottom, but.
You know, apparently, I guess maybe a fear of slide of the land or something.
I don't know.
I know now, I think they're thinking that there may be a site maybe in Putnam County that they may be looking at now. But apparently, I guess they'll probably resubmit and all the counties will.
Wonder if Richard would know why.
We'll need to get Richard and Howard back on, or our veterans rep that comes here to Salina 2 days a week.
Bob Cole, isn't it?
Yeah. Get him on here, and maybe we can find out exactly what's going on. But I saw that yesterday. I guess it was in the Hurl Citizen newspaper in Cookman. I thought, this concerns us. We've had these guys on, and when you've had people on talking about these things, and you see something like this, talk about it a second. And another thing we've got going on that I've kind of been working on, in a minor role, been going to meetings and stuff, and that is the Cumberland Historic Scenic Byway. And I think that is a fact now. The signage, I'm not sure who has to pay to put the signs up, but this is a scenic byway. If you're familiar with these things, if you go online and search, you're looking for a day trip or a week trip or something. We have scenic byways all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And there are websites that are dedicated, specifically to having you find those if you're looking for a trip. But we are now, either way you want to look at it, Salina is either the beginning or the end of the Cumberland Historic Scenic Byway. And it runs from the Cumberland River to Cumberland Gap. And, of course, at Cumberland Gap, Tennessee, it's just, the actual Cumberland Gap historic site is, I think the headquarters of the thing is over in the edge of Kentucky. So the Tennessee Scenic Byway, of course, doesn't go on over into Kentucky, but you can throw a rock from Cumberland Gap. And also up in that area, too, Daniel Boone National Forest. I know anyone interested in taking a day trip, I know we're looking at trying to do something maybe with a classic car cruise sometime in the fall, maybe even if not this year, next year, and drive from Clay County all the way up to Cumberland Gap, Tennessee.
Roughly, how far are you talking?
It's less than 200 miles.
Oh,
I mean, and some of the most beautiful landscape, fall foliage, they're just we start here on the edge of the plateau, you know, and climb up onto the plateau, go over to Overton County, then from Overton County over to Pickett County, and then from Pickett County go over and get on the old historic Highway 127.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Is this scenic highway, is it going to be mostly new construction, or will it be just...
No, this is the old highway. Getting people out on in the countryside.
Okay.
You know, like I said, a lot of it's on Highway 52, which runs from somewhere over in Scott County down to Robertson County,
uh-huh.
which is probably the crookedest highway left in the state of Tennessee, from one end to the other one. I think one of the longest passing stretches used to be out the other side of Moss, but...
Yeah, that's true.
I think we call it the Waddle Stretch or something. Some youngsters used to gather out there and drag race at night.
Oh, is that right?
I wouldn't know anything about that.
No,
I've heard those stories.
Yeah.
But it goes from from Salina, to Byrdstown, Livingston, Byrdstown. Then we go down 127 through Pall Mall. And, of course, everyone knows that is the birthplace of Alvin C. York. And then it goes through historic Old Jamestown, out to Rugby, which is a, I don't know if any of y'all are familiar with that, but if you haven't ever been up there, you need to go up there. A group of English gentlemen came over to the wilderness in Tennessee to start a utopian society there. These were the second-born sons who couldn't inherit a whole lot in England, but they came over here. It didn't work out real well. they weren't used to grubbing hoes and plows and things like that, but it's a neat place to go visit.
And that's Rugby?
Yes, is the name. That's in Morgan County, and then you go to Scott County, Campbell County, and you wind up in Claiborne County. And I think there may be just a very, very short stretch of this that actually gets on maybe a four-lane for a little bit. Most of it is on the old state highways, like I said, 127, Highway 52. You can get off and on Highway 52. And if you're looking for something to do one day, and, you know, if it develops, could be a tremendous boon to tourism here in Salina.
Well,
at the beginning or the end.
If the roads already exist, then it's just a matter of putting up signage
putting
and
up,
registering,
and,
right?
You're right, and looking, you know, for areas for pull-offs. You know, might be some people pull off for scenic sites. And,
well, that'd be cool. I don't know what the problem is with the state about doing this.
Well, you know, of course, money-wise, I know they started out with a pretty good-sized grant and brought in... Actually, I think they brought in some architects, some landscape architects that came in, and we met and studied all the different landforms and put all this together. And if you would go, I know it's hard to remember everything when I announce a website, but it's CumberlandHistoricByway.com. And I think if you just go on, I've got a link to it on Facebook, -CumberlandRun. There's a link there that'll link into the website, and it tells about the counties involved. I know, you know, you're looking at the history here, we know the Cumberland Gap was the place where the Western settlers first came into this area, and then it ends here in Salina, and I guess a lot of people don't realize that a lot of the old buildings in Nashville were built from timbers that were floated down the river here in Salina.
Hmm.
The lumber, the logs and things they used to build Nashville, a lot of it came from this area right in here.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, they floated them down the river and built Nashville. So,
tough work.
Yeah, a long way down there. But
yeah,
I know I had an uncle that did that, and I think maybe a great uncle years ago, they would ride the raft down and walk back to Salina. Enough of this now for a few minutes. I guess we need to take a short commercial break. We do need to pay for this show, and advertisers, we need new advertisers and old advertisers. You know, we're glad to have you on board, and people, if you're listening, and when you go into one of our advertisers, let them know you heard about them here on the Clay County Corner.
You did.
Right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be right back, and look like John and I may have to...
wing it, old show.
We may have to wing it for a few minutes. We'll be right back in a minute.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
This is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm sitting here and look like, I don't know, I hate to call him a guest. John's sitting here with me. We'll probably spend a few minutes talking about some things coming up here in Salina and just generally have a little conversation. I think this may be the first time that John's really been in here for an extended
period. That's right. Well, you know, sometimes this happens. You know, people get busy and don't come in or don't come in on time. So
hopefully someone will show up here in a minute. But we're in the midst of a management change. we'll take care of that. But
let's talk about some of these events that you've got coming up.
Can I remind everyone to call the birthday and anniversary club?
Yes. Now, what happens is you get a machine, and the machine will ask you for the name and date of the person that's having the birthday or anniversary, and they'll ask for your name and number in case something happens where we have difficulty understanding the message, so we can call you back. And then what we do is we collect all the names, and then we draw for a free ice cream cake, courtesy of Dairy Queen right here in Salina. And they've got more than ice cream cakes, but, you know, that's the prize we give away.
You know, to me, one of the surprising things out at the Dairy Queen, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, they have the stuff up on the board up there, you know, all the breakfast specials, the breakfast plates, the biscuits, and all. That's fine. Maybe one of the few Dairy Queens or one of the few fast food places where you can go in and say, well, I'd like to have two scrambled eggs and bacon and one biscuit this morning.
Yeah.
And they say, well, great. And they fix it for you.
Yep. Any way you like it.
The easy over scrambled, and I'll have to say they have the best scrambled eggs I think I have ever eaten.
Well, like I said, you're always walking around with a Dairy Queen cup in your hand.
Well, I try to go back morning, my breakfast. I get my breakfast, and then I try not to eat anything till dinner time.
Yeah.
Some days I succeed.
And the thing is, I mean, you stay at home and you cook, and you know, it costs you money for the food. Then you got to clean up and all that. Shoot, you can go down there, you know, for a couple bucks and don't have to fool with it.
And I did notice the other day when I was sitting there that they have made an addition to the $5 meal deal. You can now get a bacon cheeseburger $5 meal deal.
Wow.
That's the burger, the fries, and a dessert and a drink for $5.
You can't beat that with a stick, can
you? No, you can't beat that. Well, John, I know summertime's a busy time all around this area. There are a number of celebrations that go on just about every weekend somewhere. And I know we've got a couple coming up here. Well, actually, we've got three coming up a little bit later on in the summer. And they involve a whole bunch of people and a lot of activities. I know we've got homecoming days coming up. And then after homecoming days, we've got moonshine days. And then we've got our chili cook-off coming up here later on. But I guess the next one up is our homecoming day celebration. It's been going on a number of years. The history of the celebrations here in Clay County, I think maybe our first countywide celebration was a fish fry.
Oh, I see.
We used to have a big fish fry up at the park, mm-hmm. up at the Corps of Engineers Park. Now that was a big deal back in those days. I guess it just kind of died down for a little bit, but during homecoming days, we had all kinds of events going on up at the park. We had nail driving contests, skillet throwing contests, husband calling contests. We had a softball tournament going on. We had a tennis tournament going on there in the park. Then I think on the Saturday we had a big car show there. And I guess, I know some of the gentlemen that actually worked and were active in that have since passed away, but, you know, names like Poochie Donaldson, some of the other guys, but they would get up for daylight on Saturday, and people, Earl Napier, who owned a restaurant here in Salina, he would furnish just a whole bunch of catfish, and they would set up big cooking pots. John Eads was involved. Of course, John's still around. John was one of the cooks that worked down there. Kenneth Arms, some of those guys. Everyone knows Kenneth from the old barbecue days. But they would gather in down there, and they would cook up fish by the bushels. And it's free fish fry.
So it's just good old country fun.
Yes, and anybody could come in and get them a big plate of fish and just spend the day down there.
Uh-huh.
But I think, some of those guys either went out of business or... like I said, passed away. It kind of went away, and then we resurrected. We started Moonshine Days a little bit after that. That we had a Moonshine Days back. 20 years ago, I guess we started. There's a good story behind that. Would you like to hear that?
You bet.
Mayfield Brown, who was the director of schools, because I was a teacher then. We built a little outdoor amphitheater here in Salina. The students in my drama class actually built it.
Where was it at?
It's out behind the superintendent's office. Now, you still see it. It's still great shape.
Oh, okay.
People donated materials to build it. The volunteer fire department, some of those guys came down, and we put a cement base down. Obi Construction in Nashville had some timber left over when they did the outdoor theater down in Nashville, and Scobie has family connections here, so he donated a bunch of lumber for us, and we built a little outdoor stage there, and we decided we need to inaugurate it in a big way, so we lined up the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on a Sunday afternoon.
No kidding.
And had them all lined up to come in, and we had a competitor. He thought we were going to be a competitor over one of the adjoining counties that had a little outdoor theater, and he thought we were going into business, so he decided to throw a free concert that same day.
Nice guy.
I think he went around to all the factories and gave away free tickets.
Of course,
we signed the contract, and a Nitty Gritty Dirt Band came in and did a show here on a Sunday afternoon. We had a pretty good turnout, and great show. I mean, people don't realize, we had the Dirt Band here. I mean, Mr. Bojangles, they were here.
Yep, they're good.
But when we counted our money up, we were about $3,500 short, I think. So we had to borrow money to get them out of town. And we all kind of got together and decided, hey, we really don't want to pay this ourselves. So let's do something. So we decided we would have a little celebration. And somewhere along the line, we decided, all things aside, that we were kind of famous for moonshine once upon a time, and it'd be a cute thing to do, and mm-hmm. kind of build a little theme around that, and have all the old time games and things that we had at the fish fry, And we did that about, I think, maybe 3 or 4 years, and we paid our debt off and even had a little money left over when we got there.
Well,
so but it was very successful. And then Mr. Brown moved away, and that kind of took the heart out of that, and another group took over, and they decided to change the name over to Homecoming Days. And that's what we have going on today. But there's a pretty good little story behind that.
And then you resurrected Moonshine Days, and now you have both.
Right now, we brought Moonshine Days back a couple of years ago, and we have all that going on.
And people come from all over the place for Moonshine Days.
Yes, I know.
Well, they do Homecoming Days,
yeah,
too, but I mean, Moonshine Days with the outhouse races and all that stuff. Now, this year, it has moved, right, time-wise?
Yeah. Let's see, Homecoming Days are the last week in July, first week in August.
Okay.
I think the Moonshine Days car show, I believe, is on Saturday, August the 2nd, I believe, is the day on it. We have that out at the old Salina High School on the grounds out there, and there's also an antique tractor engine group that comes in, and they take one end of the field out there, and the cars go to the other end. And I think the tractors, they even do a parade through town during the day and parade around the square.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Because, you know, most of the activities for Moonshine Days and Homecoming Days now are going to be around the square here in Salina.
Great.
I think we decided that asphalt doesn't get soggy when it gets wet.
Yeah, that's true.
I had a couple of bad years with the weather.
The weather just hasn't been favorable, that's for sure.
But, you know, as Moonshine Days grow and as Homecoming Days grow, we have a tremendous amount of room here around the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the future may require rerouting traffic on a Saturday during that time. But, you know, most of the other little communities around here do that. I know if any of you ever been up to Somerset, Kentucky for the big cruising they have up there once a month, they go down to the old historic courthouse square down there, and they shut the whole time.
Yeah.
And they'll bring in 1,000 to 1,200, 1,500 cars there and park them in about 30 minutes. It's amazing to watch them.
Wow.
There are two entrances. They only have two entrances coming in, and they don't let anyone in early. But they park in the business parking lot, the bank parking lots. I think maybe just about every parking lot there in the.
Well, yeah, with 1,200 cars, it'd be a lot.
Yes. And it's, I know in their motel rooms are booked on Friday night. You can't get a motel room in Somerset on Friday night on the fourth Saturday in the month. And these things can really grow. And it takes a long time. I think I've read their history up there. Maybe the first car show they had up there, they had 60 cars showing.
Hmm.
So, I mean, it's a big national thing.
Yeah, it does. It takes a while to get these things going.
And I know we've gotten a little bit of regional coverage on our Moonshine Days. And, of course, we've had some national stars in here, and I'm sure part of them will be back again for that. But, you know, Homecoming Days, Mary Lord Reno does that. And she does it for the Clay County Museum here. She's the director of the Clay County Museum. And let's take a break, John.
All right.
I'm about to run out of money. You better start talking here in a minute.
I'm going to say,
People get tired
here. Drink water here or something.
I've got a Dairy Queen cup over here.
Dairy Queen cup. Okay.
But we'll be back in just a moment. Right now, let's hear a word from one of our sponsors, or more than one sponsor.
Yeah, several.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers.
Aluminum cans can be used to make new cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. Anyone close by that wants to come in and be in?
I'll go round somebody up off the street.
We'll go inside.
Well, you know what, though? I would like to talk about a little bit about the courthouse. You're the curator. I don't know. How did you happen to get that job to start out with?
Well, I think it actually started with a three-star committee. They had talked about the courthouse, keeping it an individual project outside the downtown project and those type of things. Because the courthouse here is listed on the National Historic Register.
Do you have any idea when that happened?
Roughly. There was a sign out there.
Okay.
Sometime in the early 1980s, I think.
Oh, okay. So
we do have a little certificate out there.
Historic for a long time.
Yeah. They asked me if I would consider being the chairman of that committee, and I said, that's one of the few things, that I really have always been interested in. I was a history teacher here for a number of years, and of course, do enjoy studying history and looking at things. And this old building has always kind of fascinated me. I know it's one of the few old buildings of this style left, and basically the building's still pretty sound after 1870. How many years is that?
Long time.
Long time. And I went one step farther. I said, if I'm going to do this, I think I need maybe the county commission to officially. And I went down and I talked to Mayor Reagan, and he said he thought that would be a good idea. And I actually appeared before the county commission.
Mm.
And the county commission then appointed me curator of this. So it's not just, the chairman of a three-star. It is approved by the county commission.
Right.
And I know Mayor Reagan is real, real good. People ask about things going on here, and he does direct them, to me. He doesn't make, day-to-day decisions about things going on here. He leaves that up to me. But, let people know that, I've said before, if anyone would like to get married back up in the old courthouse, we can, people come in, and I don't know, we might have to charge a little bit of cleanup fee or something on it, but mainly for just a little bit of nothing, you can come in and decorate the courtroom up there. And
I know we've talked about, some of your goals of restoring it back to the original condition and everything, and recently you've gotten a grant.
Yes, we have. I think the grant totals with our match, a 60-40 match, and there's about maybe $7,500 coming from the Tennessee Historic Society, and we're going to, if you've ever come in the door out there and look to the right when you come through the door, most of us use, there's a spaghetti factory there in that corner.
They call it wiring, though.
Yeah, there's a couple of old switch boxes there. Some of them even still have screw-in fuses in them. And we're going to clean that up, get rid of all of those wires there, all of those boxes, and then we're going to put some plug-ins outside for the celebration days. Right now, if you come over here during the celebration day, we've got cords running all over the place. But we're going to put some plug-ins outside where we don't have to have all those cords in there. And, if we get rid of all those cords, we can kind of open the courthouse up a little bit more. And people can come in and take a little self-guided tour if they'd like during these celebrations, or if they can catch me or some of the other folks around, we'll walk you through and talk to you about Cordell Hall and things like that.
You've already gotten some bids and everything on that electrical.
We've got some bids on that, and we also had, and I'll mention him, give him a little bit of a plug, one of the local electricians, Charlie Goad, came by and donated his time, came out by here, did
good
an estimate, and of course, Charlie's also on the city council, so he's a businessman, a politician, but now he donated his time, came out and helped us out, and hopefully maybe of course he'll bid in on it, and we would like someone local to get the job, and we're looking at it may take a long time to do this, and
well, you mentioned something a minute ago, and it probably will take a while. The big wheels move slow. When got a guest that just popped in. you know, the big wheels do move slow, like we talked about. But you did mention a little while ago a 60-40 match. About what a 60-40 match is.
Okay, you know, we see all the time that, you know, we see these big announcements, you know, that these cities have received, or that these local counties have received a $100,000 grant to build some type of new public building. And, of course, what they will announce will be the $100,000 grant. And I failed to mention that out of that $100,000 that's coming into the local community, that the local government has got to come up with $40,000 of that.
Right.
And that's a big chunk of money.
Yes, and a lot of people don't realize, you know, say you need, well, let's just throw out a figure. Say you need $25,000 to redo the windows here, for example, or replastering, whatever it may be, give you a 50-50 match or something. You know, a lot of people don't understand that you've got to come up with $12,500,
right,
or you don't get any of it.
And, you know, there was a point in time where they had in-kind donations, and they've basically done away with those things.
Mm-hmm.
In-kind would be, you know, if we could get local contractors to come in and do the work, we could charge the
That'd
grant.
Be part of your
That was part
match.
Of our match,
yes.
And if they volunteered to come in and did it, whatever the value of their contribution was, we could count that. But now they're all, you know, we want hard cash.
Yeah.
When we do those.
And there's a lot of opportunities out there with the matches, but the problem is coming up with that money.
Right. I mean, it's, you know, it's a big, you know, probably to get this this old courthouse, you know, in pretty good shape. You know, I'm not saying it would be back in, you know, in immaculate shape, but, you know, we're looking at probably $150,000 here.
Now, see, I thought it might even be more than that.
But, you know, with that would be to repoint the brick, you know, replace some windows, do some restoring on the woodwork. The brick on this building is in pretty good shape. I know there's a few places where it sagged a little bit and most of the mortar's gone out of them. But, you know, it's in pretty good shape, and it does have a new roof on it. It doesn't leak anymore. I know we have had a little bit of water damage in here. And one of the nice things about this old building is that the walls are all concrete and plaster.
Right.
And downstairs, the floor is concrete with tile on it right now. Mm-hmm. Now, upstairs have a hardwood floor in it that's been covered with carpet. You know, one of these days, that old carpet may need to come up and that noisy hardwood floor uncovered and refinished and really make it shine up there.
Well, and the other thing I think that people don't realize, that when you do get these matching funds, in order to get them too, there's certain stipulations about rebuilding or remodeling that you have to follow. You know, it's just, you can't do it all the time the way you want to. You got to meet in with the EPA, and you got to have it all inspected and all that stuff too.
Yeah, with a building that's on the national register, you can't make major changes to that building, because if you do, you lose your status.
That's right.
And that's why it's a historic building, because it's made it through all these years without being changed. You know, I know things like you know, putting an elevator shaft in here, digging one of the floors up in. Can you imagine problem of digging through, I don't know, there's probably a foot of concrete on these floors.
Probably.
You know, digging down in those and putting a sewer line in just to put a single bathroom in
right.
here. And I know we've looked at things, you know, maybe building a bathroom outside with the same type style as this building, and a nice unisex bathroom, which would meet disability.
Oh, that would?
Yes, it would.
Okay.
And, you know, building it outside. I thought we probably could just maybe get by with putting one like the first one was here, which had to be moved every so often.
Just an outhouse.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think, you know, things like, you know, there are ways to do that. And, you know, the elevator thing in here, we've talked about, you know, if I'm not really sure how the law reads on, you know, when we have a paid admission type thing, if you have to furnish you know, an elevator to the second floor. I don't think you do. I'm really not sure about that, because I know when you go to visit, like the Hermitage, Andrew Jackson's, there aren't any elevators in there on the
right.
second floor. The tours go on second floors. But, you know, I know there are exceptions to those type things. And But it's just something you have to study and look at. And
well, I just sort of wanted the people to know that that, you know, when you are offered funds, they're usually matching, and so there's a lot of opportunities that you may have to let go by because you just can't come up with the additional funding.
It seems like some of the communities around, though, have gotten, you know, non-matching funds. You know, I don't know whether it's based on the size of our community or our county or what, but, you know, some of the larger counties around have gotten basically non-matching funds, or like these 90-10 funds, these type of things. And so far, we haven't been able. Now, we did well on our emergency building down here that we're doing. You know, we got that money based on, I think, disaster money, and we were able to build that without multiple.
Yeah, it might be where the funds are coming from, too.
Yeah.
You know, where they're allotted and everything. But it's an interesting process. Do you have some sort of a Friends of the Courthouse Foundation or something where people can donate if they want to?
So far, we haven't, you know, gotten to the point of asking for donations. Of course, you'd like to find a big single donor somewhere or another.
Sure.
His grandma got married here or something or other, and he'd like to leave us $1 million.
Right.
We don't find any of them, but no, we haven't had a concerted effort yet. I think, you know, it's kind of getting things started, getting things off the ground, you know, knowing kind of what to do. Now, we do have a courthouse committee here. We meet irregularly. I know they help with the Christmas play we do, decorating
right,
here
which
for
is
Christmas.
Always a big
and,
success.
And, of course, lots of people help with the 9/11 celebration. The Memorial Day recognition of the veterans, those type of things. You know, a lot of different groups do those type of things. But, you know, most everything we do here is it doesn't generate money. I know our little Christmas play, we've generated a couple of $1,000s over the last year, which we're going to contribute back to fixing electricity here. But, you know, I know we're still kicking around ideas. You hate to jump in them. This building's been here over 200 years, and you don't want to come in and say, well, let's put some business in here. Let's put a little shop or something in here all at once, and you get them in here and say, well, you know, we messed up. You know, it's sometimes not easy to get people out to just get them in.
Yeah.
But, you know,
what's the old thing, be careful what you wish for type of thing?
Yeah, because you're liable to get it.
Yeah.
But,
why don't we take a break? And Susan came in, dropped off some information here about the truck pull and moonshine days. And while during the break, I'll give us a chance to go over this real quick. And then we'll get it out to you here in just a minute.
It's going to be time for birthday and anniversary celebration.
Won't be long,
we don't want to forget that. We might run out of time. And once again, we want to apologize if you tried to call 5574 last week and got a bunch of noise on the answering machine. Don't give up. Give us another shot.
We're trying to figure out why that happened even.
But we'll be back in just a minute.
The Upper Cumberland General Store is what a country store used to be like and what a country store should be. Local handcrafted items, antiques, Disney items, American moonshine items, household goods, live survival foods, snacks, discount groceries, and a whole lot more. Shop Upper Cumberland General Store and save up to 90% off regular retail prices. You need to see it to believe it. Visit Upper Cumberland General Store, open 9 till 5, Tuesday through Saturday at 101 Doctors Drive in Salina, Tennessee. Or you can call them at 931-243-3350. That's 931-243-3350 for Upper Cumberland General Store. Here to serve you right behind the DQ.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter paint experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Welcome back, everyone. Thomas Watson here. Like once again, we're here at the corner room at the Clay County Courthouse, and occasionally you'll hear a big truck go by. And we're coming to you, of course, on WVFB FM 101.5, Kick Country. And make sure you listen to this thing all day.
And remember, tonight at 6 o'clock, the Encore broadcast.
Right, we've got a rebroadcast tonight. So if you heard something that you want your neighbors to hear, call them and tell them to tune us in at 6 o'clock tonight. I said a minute ago, my cohort in crime, is also a co-host on the radio show, Susan, came by a few minutes ago, and she brought us a couple of things here. She brought us a flyer for the Moonshine Day Festival, which is coming up here before long, and also she brought in a flyer, and we need to give them a plug here, and that is the Lions Club with the Lions Club KOTTPA Sanctioned Truck Bull, which is going to take place on Saturday, July the 12th, beginning at 6:30 p.m. And I'm here to tell you that it does last sometimes up until the wee hours of the morning.
Boy, they do.
And it's a tremendous show down there. This is a sanctioned group, and they have quite a few trucks that follow. They have a number of different classes. And I know they pay pretty good money in each class. I think it's $300 for the winner in each class. And then going all the way down to fifth place, they pay $50 for fifth place, which doesn't seem a whole lot of money. But these guys, it's more prestige, I think, than money.
A lot of these
and
guys,
the trophies.
If there wasn't a purse, they'd still be there anyhow. They just love doing it.
And they've got, I can look at the class this year, they've got a 4,200-pound mini truck, two-wheel drive. I like those things. That's the little S-10s and the Ford Rangers.
Sounds like sewing machines a lot.
Yeah, but they sound like Indy 500 cars going down.
Yeah, I haven't heard them in a long time.
Yeah, there's some tremendous vehicles in that. Then there's a 5,200-pound class and a 5,500, and then a 6,200-pound Pro Stock four-wheel drive. Now, these guys are the guys that have the big built engines that they have spent a whole lot more than $300
on. Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, the highlight is the Pro Stock diesel. I think everyone likes to see those big diesel trucks line up there and those superchargers kick in and that black smoke pour out of those exhausts. These things are fun to watch. And last year's crowds were some of the best crowds that's ever attended any event down at the fairgrounds. And we've got a couple of numbers here to call about information. Ronnie Wheeler, at 931-258-3005. Don Sherrill at 931-261-6198. And also, you can call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. Or, you can check at their website at delhollowlake.org.
And Saturday, July 12th.
Saturday, July the 12th. And like I said, this is a great show. I go down and watch part of it, and then I come back home, sit on the porch, and watch part
of it. Watch the rest of it, huh?
But I usually stay for it. Of course, anything automotive, as John knows, I have an old antique car, and I automotive stuff since I was a little bitty fella. I've kind of worked and peddled with old cars. And I know we've got a lot of folks in the county that really, really get into this thing, and we do have, once in a while, we'll have a few local guys that'll pull their truck out there and give it a shot against the big boys.
Yep, that's right. That's
so
right.
Don't forget that. Saturday, July the 12th, down at the Recreation Complex.
Is there a start time there?
The start time is 6:30 p.m.
Okay.
And sometimes they don't get started hardly on time. I know we had a little mishap that the tractor pulled over to
the front. It's fun just watch them roll around and get in position and everything.
And these things are fun to go watch. If you've never been to one, run down there and check them out. I think, like I said, $10 admission fee and
the Lion Club.
And Lions Club, a great, great volunteer organization. I know they furnish a lot of glasses for a lot of people. And a great organization. Well, John, anything you want to add to that?
No, just, it's just another event going on that people can attend.
And
nothing's going on.
Susan left us a flyer here for the Moonshine Days Festival, which is going to be the last weekend in August this year. We finally got settled on a date and a time and a place, and hopefully we're going to grow this thing, and we're going to fill the whole town up before it's over with. This and homecoming days both.
Well, I've had some rough weather with the moonshine days the past couple of years, and so I think that's one of the reasons it's been shifted around. But like you say, it takes a little while to get everything all settled in and get lined up. But this is just good wholesome fun, you know, the outhouse races and the yeehaw variety show, and shoot, there's grease pigs catching and all kinds of things.
So you get to keep the pig when you catch him?
I don't know. I don't know that you ever catch. Have you ever seen anybody actually catch a grease pig?
I think I have seen maybe a young football looking boy, maybe, yeah. That's in real, real good shape.
I've never seen one actually catch one.
And I've seen a few people they got drugged through the pigsty. I'm sure Mom was real proud when he got home that night with his $5 prize. I'm not sure what the prize is. But also, Tim Smith will be back this year.
That's right.
And I believe looking on there, the Hazard Motorsports Bunch. Now, of course, everyone knows who that is. That's Bo and Luke Duke.
From the Dukes of
Hazard. They bring out one of the old General Lee Dodge Chargers.
Got quite a bit of live entertainment.
Right. And I know Susan left us a list here of, this looks like these are three groups of families.
Oh.
The P. Rich Singers. I know this is a mother, daughter, and I think maybe even a granddaughter in there, and one of the daughter's husbands, the P. Rich Singers. And they, of course, they perform around here at different things. They're great. I mean, they are great. They do some great gospel music, old-fashioned country music, but I know they're especially good on gospel music. And then there is a father-daughter, Craig Ogletree and his daughter Emma. And Craig used to be one of the stars of our old shows we had out at high school back a few years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, great singer, great musician, and his daughter, they perform. And then there's another group here, and I think this is family also. I'm not sure exact Tennessee Star. And this has got Eli Watson, Jeff Watson, Lacey Watson, Whitney Thompson, and Lisa Thompson. Now, these are, I know Jeff and Lisa are brothers and sisters, and I think this may be some of their children, and that's another family band. And these are all great. They all, like I said, they do traditional music.
This is all local talent.
Yeah, this is all local folks. And I think also Kenzie Adams maybe has some little group together. I think Kenzie is, I think the group he works with usually is bluegrass music.
Okay.
I know we've got some tremendous tremendous bluegrass musicians here. I think I saw a little thing in the paper the other day. I'll jump on another thing that one of our local musicians, one of the Smith boys, is playing down on the Grand Ole Opry a little bit every once in a while.
Oh,
now.
Good.
Some bluegrass. So,
good. That's
so we've got some stuff going on here. Don, we're drawing down close to the end. We've done a pretty good job of filling up our hour here.
You know, there's a lot of things going on here in Clay County that, you know, unless it's all put together in one lump, you may not realize everything that's going on.
You know, we continually hear, well, there ain't nothing doing Slidy.
Well, you know, that most small towns, I say there's nothing to do here, but all you got to do is open your eyes, and there's a lot of stuff out here.
Well, let's do something right now. We might ought to get into this thing and talk about the birthday and anniversary club.
Yep. Once again, we have hooked up a machine here at the courthouse. So if you know anyone with a birthday or anniversary announcement coming up, or say you maybe just forgot it, you know, it was last Wednesday or something, leave the person's name and the date of their birthday or anniversary, and leave your name and number, if you would, please, in case something happens to the machine and we don't understand it. We can give you a call back and find out the information. And then on Thursday, every Thursday on the Clay County Corner, we will draw for a free ice cream cake, courtesy of 101.5 and Dairy Queen right here in Salina.
And go out there and visit the group out there, Brittany and the girls out there, and of course there's some young guys that work out there also. Brittany's been there a pretty good while. And
nice bunch of people.
They get to know you, and sometimes they'll have your order high filled for you, tell them. But I guess we could go through, and I have a little list here. I know I have a group of birthdays and anniversaries. I know the first one I have here is Ellie Annabeth White, and her grandmother, Miss Lillian White, called in and wanted to wish her a happy birthday. And then I have another one here, Steve Bailey, and I'm not sure if it was his wife, Rhonda, that called in and his birthday is today.
Well, happy birthday.
And I think she specifically wanted everyone to know that he was 61 years old today.
I don't know if we ought to be doing that.
Well,
some people like that, some people don't.
Well, Steve really doesn't look 61. I won't say what he does look, but he's young at heart.
Well, that's good.
Actually, I hate to say things like that because I think when I first started teaching, my students.
Uh-oh. Well,
I got to be careful
yourself there.
And also, we've got a couple, three more birthdays. Haney McLaren Dotson celebrate on the 22nd, and David Wilkerson on the 23rd, and Paul Brown the 27th. And I've got a list of some people that inform me about anniversaries that have taken on, you know, that happened here during the month of June, which was the traditional bride month. All the young girls used to want to get married during June, be a June bride.
Yep, that was the thing.
Yep, and we have some of those. Donnie and Kim Grace celebrated on the first day of this month. But these are covering the entire month. We didn't do just one day. And Dennis and Jane Miller on the 5th. Heyman and Dean Kendall on the 6th, and Jeffrey and Andrea Caulfield on the 19th, and then David and Linda Wilkerson are actually celebrating their birthday tomorrow. I mean, not their birthday, their anniversary. David is celebrated a birthday this month, and they also got married this month.
Well,
so
that's great.
Yeah.
All right, out of the people who called in, what name has been drawn out?
We did get a winner, Eliana Beth White.
Okay.
And we'll get Miss Lillian, a certificate, or contact her, or we'll make sure that this certificate makes where it belongs.
All right.
We're able to give away another Dairy Queen cake. And these things are well worth going out there and getting, folks.
Oh, man. Like I said, for a phone call, all you got to do is call, you know. Number again is 243-5574. So anyone in the Clay County area, if you know is having a birthday or anniversary, that'd be kind of a nice little gift to give them, be that certificate. Again, call 243-5574 and leave that information.
And you don't have to leave your name. You can just leave a number, and we'll not rat on you unless it's a special occasion.
We only want your name and number in case there's a machine where we need to call you back.
Well, John, I think we have I think maybe we did pretty good today.
Yep.
And hopefully next week, I know Dean Walden has said that she will be here next week to do a little wrap-up on the county fair with
good.
The staff, the attendants, and that type of thing. I know Dean came by today and said she could do a little bit today, but she really needs to wait until after the meeting and get all of her ducks in a row. And I said, you know, that'd be great because we need all the information when we get you in here. And, of course, Dean is a very conscientious person, and she wants to make sure that everything's done right when she does it.
That's good.
But once again, it's been a pleasure being here this morning, and John and I have had a good time. We might have just maybe
do this every once in a while.
Yeah, do this every once in a while. And, of course, once again, we'll be back here again next week, and this will be rebroadcast tonight at 6 o'clock. And we'll sign off, and may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.